Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to this program, Like Muhammad, with me, Javed Akbari. Well, when we speak of the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, we try to focus on his lifestyle and on his words and his conduct, his sayings, and his manners. And we do know that the Prophet's sayings, the Prophet's silence, the Prophet's behavior, conduct, are all authoritative for us. These have the probative force. And the Prophet's life is an example for every Muslim to follow. Now, when we talk about the Prophet's life, many people wonder whether the Prophet lived a kingly life or a simple life. Based on what we understand from the Prophet and from the history and from our religious sources, the lifestyle of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, was remarkably simple and unpretentious. He did not possess any luxuries, and the gifts he used to receive were often distributed among others or given away in charity. Most Muslims in Medina at the time were not wealthy. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, who lived among those Muslims, among those people, lived very humbly, even by their standards. It is important to remember that Islam does not prohibit a person from possessing luxuries and the finery of the world, provided that one remains grateful to Allah and helps the poor financially with one's resources, with one's wealth, with one's asset, of course. And it is desirable to adopt a modest lifestyle. It's always desirable to live a life characterized by moderation, by humbleness, and a life which is devoid of any extravagance, extremes, and so on and so forth. So a humble life, a modest lifestyle, is a life in which there is no extravagance, no wastefulness. So it's important for us as Muslims to adopt a modest life and, of course, hope for Allah's great blessings in the hereafter. We need to follow the Prophet, peace be upon him, as a role model. There is no better role model than the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. Once I give you an example, Ibn Mas'ud, who was one of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, saw the Prophet sleeping on a straw mat which left marks on his body. Ibn Mas'ud expressed his desire to spread soft bedding for the Prophet, at which he replied, "What have I to do with the world? I am like a rider who had sat under a tree for its shade, then went away and left it." Now, this is a saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, showing how modest his life was, how simple it was, and how unpretentious it was. He slept on a thin layer of mat made of leaves of dates and palm trees. The house of the Prophet, peace be upon him, was comprised of only a few rooms joined to the mosque, to the masjid. There was hardly any furniture in his room. His mattress was described by his companions as a piece of tanned skin stuffed with palm fibers. He sometimes wore unstitched clothes and used to repair his clothes himself. So he did not want anyone else to do all this or to render these services for him.
رب ربنا عليك قد
بدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
The Prophet considered himself a normal and a regular person living amongst his ummah. قُلْ أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. God Almighty says to the Prophet, tell to the people who have a different picture of you, who think that you are supernatural or you are someone who is not, you know, human being, you are a different creature. Tell them that you are mortal like them. قُلْ أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. So he had to eat food, he had to drink, he became hungry, he became thirsty, he was a regular individual. If the Prophet was something else, we could not follow him as a role model. That's the main point. Being a human being makes him a role model. So this is the point that we have to ponder over. There is a great lesson of humility and gratitude in the life style of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. He accomplished his noble mission with a minimal of worldly possessions, indicating the insignificance of worldly riches, because he believed that contentment of the heart does not come from possessing more, from possessing more wealth, from possessing more money, from possessing more power. It comes from being satisfied with what one possesses. We must therefore seek to make our lives simpler, and we must value all that we have. As the Prophet said, whosoever begins the day feeling family security and good health and possessing provision for his day, is though he possessed the whole world. That is the point. Good health, possessing provision for his health, and these are important. This world, the world which we live in, is transient. It is not something to be, it's not guaranteed. And so we have to look at this world as a transient world, a world which is to pass very quickly. Let me conclude here, brothers and sisters. The Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, knew the reality of this world. It is transience and it is temporary nature. So he lived in this world not in affluence, but as a poor person, enduring hunger one day with patience and eating one day with gratitude. Gratitude, you know, is one of the most important characteristics which we need to discuss in a separate, of course, episode, in a separate session, inshallah.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, knew that this world is a paradise only for those who have no share in the eternal paradise. And he would say, O Allah, there is no true life but the life of the hereafter. So those who do not believe in the hereafter, those who do not believe in the eternal abode, those are the people who may consider this world as a paradise. They might work day and night, you see, to amass, to gather wealth, to accumulate wealth, and to run a happy life. But that's even not possible in this time around, you know. So it's the life there in the hereafter that is permanent, and we should work towards achieving prosperity and happiness for the hereafter, not for this world. Dear brothers and sisters, that's all for this session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah.
يا رسول الله رسول